Okay, it is 11 o'clock, so we will get started. It doesn't look like we have a ton of people on, but I think that maybe not everyone is going to join today, which is fine. So welcome to our Teams meeting. Thanks for joining. We appreciate you guys wanting to jump on and have a conversation with us, ask us questions, hear our updates and things like that. So, what I will say is that you all know that I sent out a newsletter reporting that I had made the decision to delay the cutover, which, as I had mentioned in that letter, was a tough decision to make, but it was the right decision to make. Since that time, and I've kind of addressed this in my most recent newsletter, but since that time, we've had a lot of conversations with the L3H products engineer team. They have successfully patched our system. We've been on that new system, on that patch system, and have tested it and things like that. We are ready to go, and we are very excited about Monday. We'll be down in Kane County and starting our cutover on Monday in Kane and going through the list. You guys have been sent the schedule. There were some changes to the schedule. Later on, I want to say the last week of October, first week of November. So if you did not receive an email from me saying, hey, look at the new schedule, you might want to check the schedule on the website. That has been updated. But if you are not impacted as a PSAP, then you did not receive the email. But I did send the updated version to the PSAPs that were included in some of those changes that were made and asked them to send them out to their chiefs and their agencies. So there's that. I'm gonna have Mike and Phil kind of go over the schedule. I think that it's worth noting a couple of things as far as how many teams, programming teams, we're gonna have on in each of the different counties, things like that. We will be hiring as few as 2 to 4 in some counties, but as many as 12 techs, additional techs to help us with programming in some of the larger counties. So, if you, Mike and Bill, if you guys want to take it from here and go over that schedule a little bit and address anything that either of the two of you would like to address as far as needs for cutover, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I'll share my screen and then I'll give it back to Phil. Okay, so we've laid out our programming. We are going to be running three teams to four teams, starting with two teams and then working our way up throughout this whole process. With the extra staffing that we have, it allows us to kind of be in multiple places at once and try and get through this tight timeline and be as successful as we can. So I've worked through most of the agencies and finalized at a minimum the locations, and some agencies are still waiting to get back to me on dates. But if you do need something, I can go ahead and share it with you so you can know that where it's going to be, and hopefully your agencies are getting these locations out to you. If you don't hear from them, please reach out to me. I'm more than willing to assist in anything I can to make sure you have them. So starting off in the first part of the state, we're going to be running two teams of each with three. That'll give us the opportunity to have two locations in both Kanab and Garfield, as we have to pick up state agencies, UDOT and others as well during this process. During the time that we're in Richfield, we actually split into three teams, and we'll have a team running in Richfield at the fire station or EMS building, and a team at the UDOT station. And then we'll have another team that's going to be working through Paiute and Wayne at the same time, since Richfield dispatches for them. Each of those teams are anywhere from two to four people on those teams, depending on the area and how many radios we have. Then we move into the next areas, Carbon, San Juan, and Grand. We'll all be in split as well. during these areas. So we'll have teams on there. Again, we'll staff up on some areas that we know that there's an extra lift as we move through that. Those areas. Each of my teams will be assigned. I'll have team members, we'll have radio division people, we'll have hires and my team that will be doing this and managing it. We'll have a manager from my team at each location if we do split areas. So you'll be able to contact with us on that. As we move through the state and get to the more towards the Wasatch Front and the busy areas, we slowly increase. As we go up I-15, we'll be splitting our teams between after we leave Washington County, we'll have teams split between Iron and Beaver at the same time, as well as Beaver and Millard at the same time. So we'll have teams that will be going those and working with them. As we get into the basin, we'll have three teams again. So three teams, one in Daggett, one in Uinta, and one in Duchesne, that will run at the exact same time to get programming done for the basin and make sure all their users can get on the radio at the same time once they're cut over at their dates. Then there are some changes that are in here. You'll see if you haven't seen it before. We moved around some stuff to accommodate some things with L3, and so that we'll be at the Brigham City Fire Department and Tremont Fire Departments at the same time as we have a team that is going to be in Tooele. So we'll be running a team in Tooele and two teams in Brock Zelder to get them all taken care of and programmed all at the same time. And then we jump over to the Wasatch back, and we'll be running two teams in Summit County and a team in Wasatch County at the same time as we go through the process on their days. We then go back up to the north end of the county. Logan's before Summit, sorry. So we'll be working at the UDOT facilities. Most of that stuff Brian's taking care of. So we'll be at the UDOT facilities working with our teams there at the same time that we have a team in Rich running Rich and getting through their three different areas that they need programming people at. And then we jump to the Wasatch Front Main, which is the Weaver Morgan area. We're going to be running two locations in Weaver, as well as we'll be sending a team to Morgan and a team to Weaver State University to finalize their stuff. This is where we start picking extra staff up. So we'll have L3 teams, their programmers and our programmers, as well as some of our hires. So each of these teams will be amped up a little bit, and so we'll have more people at these locations that will allow us to get done more efficiently, is our hope. So then we move down to Juab County. We'll have two teams in Juab County that will be running simultaneously with a team that's or two teams up in Utah County on the south end in Santaquin. And then after that, we'll have teams across the Utah County area throughout the rest of their dates in Utah County. Teams running for Central Utah 911 and Provo Springville at the same time to make sure everyone's getting moved over on those. We'll be in these areas, we'll be either at the fire stations or public safety buildings or UDOT stations. UDOT's been very helpful in a lot of these areas to get us some big bays to run through apparatus and stuff. So you'll see some changes from the soft cut where we're using UDOT as we get to the Wasatch Front even more because of their capability to assist us in this. And as we get to the Salt Lake County area, I'm still waiting on one last area or one last location, but Salt Lake City and Sandy City, this is one to note because Sandy City is dispatched by Salt Lake City. We will be running two teams in Salt Lake City at their training facility and two teams at Sandy Fire Station 31 to take care of Sandy Fire Department and Police Department. And then we'll move to the rest of the county and have strategic locations on the north, south, east, and west sides of the county. A lot of those are UDOT stations that we'll be using and hoping to get a couple more fire stations. I've sent the request. I'm just waiting to see if they finalize that. So we'll be running multiple locations, which means not everyone has to show up at the same place. I think that'll help with some of our congestion and traffic. Our teams will work through that. So that's a high-level fast preview. Are there any questions on programming side of it that I can assist with at this time?
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. Bill, do you want to talk about your portion?
Absolutely. Just like Softcut, my team will be largely responsible for the PSAPs and the consoles. And at times I'll borrow folks from Mike's team, and at times Mike's team will borrow folks from my team. In general, we have to be at the PSAP on the first day of cutover. Well, not in general. Specifically, we have to be there on the first day of cutover because we have to join the legacy system to the P25 system with the migration racks that we've built to do so. So you'll see that we're running effectively two teams, not continuously two teams, but at times two teams where the schedule requires it. One change from the first cutover schedule that we sent prior to the database issue, we are not sending a go back team for the PSAP. Instead, what we're doing is we have lengthened the time that we'll be at the PSAP, and that's in order to make the schedule work for everybody and have everybody on board. That also necessitates having the backup radio and recording radios. The personnel will be there on the first day of cutover to do that programming as well. So that's one of the areas where I'll be borrowing from Mike's team. He'll have a person that's specifically dedicated to running through the backup radios, recorder radios, and also running a checklist with regard to talk groups and whatnot. So those are two small changes that we've had to make to basically make everything fit within the schedule. But we think it's all achievable and does work. In general, you can see that we're running two teams through Sam Pete, Price, Grand, as well in Beaver and Cedar, the Twilla area, Cache County, Weber, and the Davis Corridor, Utah County. So you can see that we're running teams, two teams, through a lot of the cutover. We'll have staff from L3Harris, staff from UCA, as well as a technician from UCA on a lot of the PSAP days. In areas where the PSAP is at a jail location or we're cramped for space, we've dropped the UCA technician from that list, just so that we don't have space issues with having everybody in the same space and it's a 5x5 area or something like that. And we need to allow dispatch to continue occurring while we're cutting over the consoles. So if you need details on the number of people for your PSAP or anything along those lines, then reach out and we can tell you what our plans are and adjust if necessary. That's what I really have to say. Are there any questions on PSAP schedule?
Hey, thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Does anyone have any questions about cutover in general? Let's see, Paul. I have a state fire warden in my county that is in need of programming. He is under the assumption that only special people can program. Is that true? Mike, I'll let you take Paul's question.
So if he has like the fire state fire channels, then they'll probably need to program that. But as far as his radios for the UCA system, we can program those. It's not something he needs somebody special to do.
Okay, but it'd still be advantageous of him to at least attend my programming session here on October 22nd in Beaver.
Yeah, yep.
And then he'll still have to visit with his fire people to get his special fire channels.
Yeah, if he has any of those federal fire channels he works with, since they change all the time, they'll have to work on those VHF stuff with him.
Oh, that makes total sense now. Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry. This is Courtney. I have a question.
Okay.
Are you planning on having anybody in San Juan for programming?
Yes.
And where is that going to be? It's not listed.
It is going to be at the Public Works building right there by the EOC. It's on my list. It's just not on the main list. So I've worked with the sheriff down there. So we'll be at that. There's a radio. There's a bays right there to the north of the EOC off of me. I can say the address for sure. One sec.
So any of the down there can go to there and you'll program.
Yes. Them? Yep. 841 East Center Street in Monticello is the location.
Okay, great. Thank you.
We'll also have a PSAP team at the San Juan SO to make the VHF changes there that are necessary.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, good question, Cordine. Thank you for asking. Chad, do you have a question?
Just to make sure, we're still... I've lost my notes from when we talked about it last time. When they're done with the PSAP, the equipment gets turned off and removed off the consoles, correct? Or has that changed?
So when we get done with the cutover, the PSAPs, all you all own your radio consoles right now, the current Motorola Gold Elites. So while we are cutting you over, we're assuming you're going to have people on site to be removing those off the consoles and then doing whatever you guys need to do with them, whether it's throwing them away, selling them on eBay, whatever you guys are going to do with them. But yeah, you guys will need to remove your old equipment at whatever time you want to.
Does that include the SIB, or you guys will be removing the SIBs?
The SIB is yours, so you'll remove the SIB at your leisure.
Can I just give it to you guys?
No, thank you.
Come on.
That's a solid no, but thanks. You need me a better gifter, Kevin. Let's see. Bryce said, can we get a copy of that spreadsheet so we can get that information out to our agencies for programming dates and locations? Yes, we'll publish. We will publish a version of the programming locations and dates on our website. Mike, how soon do you think we could get that up?
It's pretty much ready. I think it's 95%, so I think we can put it up. There's just a couple adjustments.
We can put it up today and then just continually update it. Okay.
Yeah, there's only a few dates or a few times and a couple of locations. The rest is done.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so we'll put that up on a on a separate tab that we have our cutover schedule. Okay, so good question. So Jaden, you already got taken care of. Is there anyone else with any other questions or comments or concerns? Chad, go ahead.
Follow-up question. So the system, old system, new system will be working simultaneous side by side during the entire cutover from starting to Monday to the very end?
So no. In each county, Phil, do you want to address this and kind of go through that a little bit?
Well, yeah, I think I would have answered the question yes for the time that the cutover is occurring, not the whole county, but for that.
Yeah, but he's saying from Monday, he's saying from September 30th till December 12th, will the whole system be married?
Oh, no. It will be married in your area during the cutover period. For the talk groups that you guys selected with Dan.
And communications with agencies that have cut over versus the ones that haven't, does that communication still take place?
Yeah, I mean, the interop channel will join the channel regardless of its use case. So I guess the assumption is that the talk groups that have been chosen allow you to talk with the agencies that you need to. That's one aspect of it. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Am I going to be able to talk to Richfield once they cut over versus me cutting over?
So then I would ask a question. Did you select a talk group that you can communicate with Richfield on for the migration rack? And Dan can answer that if you don't know which channel's offhand.
Chad, are you out of Millard?
Yes.
Okay. So these are the ones that you gave me back in, what was it, March or April? So you've got Richfield Law 3 on there. Does that help answer your question?
Yeah, I guess so.
But I mean, right, Chad? I mean, so the thing for you is that severe Richfield will have cut over before you will. And by 3 weeks, almost 2.5 weeks. So your question is, okay, so when you guys leave Richfield and unmarry that, and Richfield and their PSAP and all the agencies that they dispatch for are only running on the new system, your question is, how are you going to communicate with them when you're only on the old system and they're on the new system? Is that right?
Correct. That's my question.
Yeah, because they cut over 10.7 and 10.8, and then they will be cut from the legacy system, I'm guessing, right around 10.9 or 10.10, a couple days after they get done. We did get done cutting them over, and then you have until the 25th when you're cut. And you need to probably give them all of the details on your UHP calls, is that right, that you take for them, their 911s?
Correct.
So this is Phil, do you?
And that would kind of apply to me. This is Paul down in Beaver. I also interact with Richfield from time to time, but not as much as Chad would. So I wanted to put my 2 cents in there, y'all.
Yeah, you're cutting over before Chad, though. And so we tried to do it to where the PSAP, you know, based on who like Sevier County dispatches for, trooper wise. But I would say Millard is way down the list. Chad, let us talk about that for you and see. The one thing is we are a little bit limited. Because a lot of people came back, a lot of PSAPs came back and said, look, I need 10 resources, even if it's for 2 days, they've got, you know, and I have PSAP background. I get it. We don't know what's going to happen or what's not going to happen in the couple of days that we're cutting over. But in some cases, some PSAPs where they might have, you know, two people on at a time have said, oh, I need these 10 resources for sure. If those were limited in between that time, in between when we cut Sevier over, cut Richfield PSAP over, to when we cut like Millard and Beaver, if those were limited, there would be an opportunity for us to use one of those resources on the migration rack to leave that one of those channels married. And I don't know, we would have to look and see if there's a common thread on the Mike, which talk group could they keep married on the current system to the new system to accommodate any of those between that time frame? We probably need to look at that. And we don't need to take everyone's time because I know everyone on this call is not a PSAP. So I think it's a great question. And maybe we need to look at that and then have a call with just a few of those PSAPs that this actually applies to. Does that work, Chad and Paul?
Yeah, that works. And okay. Just one more question. So are troopers that are run out of Sevier, even though they're on I-15, will they be able to talk to our deputies?
So that's what we need to resolve with this, because Millard, when we did the schedule, We did not put Millard close enough to Sevier, acknowledging the fact that your troopers and Millard are dispatched out of Sevier. So let us look at that, okay? And that this will be a top priority for us to look at for sure. We'll address it. I think there's ways. Dan, can you go back? Was it you who was sharing your screen on the talk groups or the resources? Can you go back and look? Or maybe Phil can look at his. He's got a kind of, you don't necessarily have to share it, Phil, but if you can look, if there's resources available that we don't necessarily always have 10 between the Sevier and Millard timeline, because we've got two racks with 10 each. But if we can streamline some of those that some have identified as being needed just for those 2 days or so, we could really leave a couple of them patched, if you will, on the back end to resolve some of this. So let us look. We might be reaching out to some PSAPs and saying, hey, do you really have to have 10? We've kind of already done that on a couple of times where we've had some layovers, and because we consolidated our schedule to the degree that we did, we've gone back to some of those PSAPs and said, can you get away with 4 or 5? Can you get away with 6? Things like that. So be looking at what you've asked for. We might come back and say, can you take another look at this and maybe for those days consolidate what talk groups you use for 2 days? So there's lots of other questions. Chad, we'll get back with you. We'll do another PSAP only meeting and talk to you about this after we've looked at the schedule and come up with some ideas, okay?
No problem. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Paul Pitt said, I've had the same question from Clinton Fire regarding Weber County and SDMF and Salt Lake, FYI. I know several agencies have radio gateways like ACUs that could link old and new, latent being now one. Okay, good point. Jaden, do you have a question? And then Barry, you're next.
Yeah, when the new code plugs are loaded onto the radios and they're going to get a new ID on the new system, are the existing aliases that are on the current old system going to just be transferred over, or are new aliases going to be come up with on the spot? How is that going to be handled?
There will definitely be a delay in some of that if an alias is wrong. So we loaded what we had up to date in the system when they merged everything over. So there will definitely be aliases that need to be updated. We'll be taking that as part of our action as we go through the system and program a radio. So we will take those aliases down, make sure what's supposed to be in there is accurate, and then we'll have a team member back at UCA that will be updating those. But it could be a 24-hour period before they can get fully updated. But we're going to work our best to update those as we go through the process, knowing that there are going to be, you know, amounts of those across the state that need to be updated.
Can we, after the fact, it doesn't have to be immediately after, just some time following, get your guys's updated list of what radios have aliases so that we can make sure that it matches with ours and update our end as needed?
Yes, we can provide that when we're done. Well, we have a full tracking sheet that's going to show for each agency the radio. There's a full process that my team has. I'm having them run through to assure that everything that's supposed to be done. It'll include the aliases, the, you know, serial numbers and the IDs for those radios. So you'll be able to see every radio we've touched and every radio we have missed, and we can get those out to you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yep. Good questions, Jaden. Okay, Barry, your turn.
Okay, this is probably for Mike.
Yeah,
I'm with the Utah Air Guard Fire Department, and we're just planning on sliding over to Salt Lake City's training facility to take care of our apparatus and handhelds at that same time. Just wanted to make sure you're aware we're not really on your radar that much. We're kind of a hidden entity sitting over here, that you're ready to handle that, and that's not going to overwhelm you in any way, shape, or form.
No, that should be good. I appreciate that. That'll help out.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Barry. Are there any other questions?
Yeah, this is Paul again. So.
Okay. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to disappear when Chad and I, we were talking. I don't know if there was a solution found or not.
Our solution is we're going to look at everything, and then we'll have a PSAP specific meeting for those that it impacts, and give you and let you guys know how we're gonna manage that for you guys.
I had an idea. Do they have Chad? Do you have a mobile radio in dispatch there in Millard? Can we just use a talk group on the new system and communicate that way until the conversion's all done?
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely an option for you guys if that's something that will work and you guys have a handheld or a mobile. That would be awesome. If we need to lend you a couple of handhelds, we might be able to do that. I don't know, but that would definitely be the easier route for sure. And if that's an option, then just let us know and we won't go through the trouble of trying to get people to skim down their resources that they need.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll look into that.
Okay, let us know, Chad. And then once we hear back from you, then we'll work on the other if we need to. Alan Aldridge, did you have something?
Yeah, just back when you're, I'm feverishly getting radios programmed today. So on that list, Mike, that you sent that has like, you know, the IDs and the serial numbers and the IP addresses and stuff. So just out of the side, I've just done another column there, and I'm just putting in what we need for the aliases. I probably won't have it in time that you guys aren't probably not going to want it tomorrow. You want me to just get it to you next week? You probably won't have time to put in all 100 radios or whatever we're doing.
Yeah, we'll get it from you, and so I'll work on updating it while we're down there.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Aldridge, did you guys get your PSAP done?
As in...
As in your remodel
it is
completed?
Back, yes, it is remodeled. It is back up and running. I probably need to give you a call offline. I need to visit with you maybe after this for a minute offline.
Okay. Not a problem.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Thanks. Okay, are there any other questions? Okay, on that, great questions. Thank you so much. A couple of other updates I wanted to throw out. All of our 144 sites will be up and online at the time we cut over. We've completed our 25 expansion sites, which that is awesome news. Robbins Lake is our last site to be completed, and we're completing that this week and early next week. So it will be online at the time we cut over that area, Millard Sevier area. So that will be great. If you need radios, please reach out to me. We still have some. We're actually getting ready to order. We almost are sold out of what we have. We're just getting ready to place an order in the next day or two for probably 60-ish plus more radios of the mobiles and the portables. So if you're in need of those, let me know. We do still have some money left over as well. And then the announcement groups, the dispatcher or the PSAPs that are in need to revise their announcement groups have been notified. I've got a bunch of emails back. I appreciate those. I'm looking through some of those. And then we got to get that worked out before. I'd love it if you guys could get me your responses back before tomorrow. Some of you have, and I really appreciate that. If you need to have a one-on-one, call me. I'm happy to talk to you guys and help you guys come up with some creative ideas or whatever. So, and then the only other thing I had was our guys have been out drive testing for the last week and a half, which has been great. I think it's been very beneficial for a lot of reasons. They've been verifying coverage, and they've also found some different issues at some of the different sites, which is also good. You know, if you think about it, a lot of our legacy sites were converted over and had the equipment installed 4 years ago in some cases, and it's been sitting there. So it's been a good process. It's been good for multiple reasons. One, so we can get the site issues resolved, and two, learning process of, you know, hey, when we have a channel issue, you know, how we can determine that we have a channel issue, kind of troubleshoot that, and then what needs to be done to fix it. So it's been good learning experience in a lot of ways. So that's been good. Melanie, do you have anything for the 911 side?
I do not. Best of luck to everybody. We're excited to get this started.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, thanks. If there aren't any other questions, Dan, Mike, Phil, do you guys have anything else you wanted to add to what's already been said?
I do. Wanted to mention, if you are a PSAP or a dispatch center, we're going to be sending out your new credentials to get into your console today. And with as well a request to basically build out your screens and start getting them ready. I realize for Kane, that's, you know, short notice, and probably Garfield as well. We're here to assist with any of that process. So please feel free to give me a call if you have any sort of trouble with that or you see something missing. We have gone through every single console and every single P25 resource and keying and a number of different fields, and we're confident that they're looking pretty close to 100%, if not 100%. Thank you.
Tina, I have a quick question. This is Cordine.
Yeah, go ahead, Cordine.
So once we get those new announcement groups to you, how long is that going to be so I can start training my people on them?
As soon as they're entered, we'll let you know so you can do it. But our hope is that we'll get those turned around very quickly, because we know that's important for you guys to start training.
Okay, great. Thank you.
That's why I was, because Jaber will work on them. I mean, we've already set over Emery's, set his changes in. So we've already sent those over. So as soon as I'm getting them, I'll send them over. But we'll keep you updated.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, we are really excited to start cutover, really excited to get through it and get it done and get everyone on the new system, and hopefully, you know, everyone take a big deep breath, but I appreciate your patience. We know we're going to also be asking for some additional patience over the next couple months as we go through this process for sure. But we appreciate you guys very much. If you have any issues, questions, concerns, you guys know all of our phone numbers. Please don't hesitate to reach out to us, and we'll get done what we need to get done. So thank you for joining today. Hope you guys all have a good weekend.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.